African civilizations, it all begins along the Nile. Parallel to the shores of the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, the Nile Valley stretches south of the 8th parallel north and as far as the Mediterranean. It crosses valleys starting in the Great Lakes region of Central Africa, with the most distant source in southern Rwanda, flowing north from there through Tanzania, Nyanza, Lake Victoria, Uganda, and southern Sudan. It gave birth to a bay, the Blue Nile, at Lake Tana in Ethiopia, and flows into Sudan from the southeast, uniting Khartoum, the capital of Sudan. Itiro swells through the Chad regions of the Tibesti and Inedi, the Libyan oasis, and the Suez Isthmus, carving wide access to the Mediterranean, thus open to east and west, south and north, and the Itiro corridor was a zone of privileged contact, not only between the African regions bordering it, but also with the more distant centers of the ancient civilization of the Arabian Peninsula, the Indian Ocean, and the Mediterranean world, west to east. The Nile was born around 30 million years ago, driven by the motion of Earth's mantle, the thick layer of rock between the Earth's core and crust. Its geographical position at the northeastern corner of the continent gifted it with the importance and advantages of becoming the site where Africans created the great civilizations of Kemet, Egypt, and Ta Seti, Nubia. This is the story of the civilizations along this 4,180 miles corridor. The question of the belonging of the civilization of Kemet, ancient Egypt, has been debated, contested, and mitigated. The colonial ideology that gridded the field of Egyptology detached this most brilliant of the ancient civilizations of humanity from the continent to make it eastern. Scientists of African descent have set the record straight, so much so that no serious specialist takes the risk of questioning the Kemet origin of this ancient civilization. Yet, there are still naysayers who, faced with mounting evidence, continue hiding under euphemisms such as ancient Kemet was African, but just on the cultural aspect. They are heirs to a long tradition. As early as 1895, Gaston Maspero, in his Ancient History of the Peoples of the East, the Origins, Egypt, and Chaldea, placed the Kemetic civilization out of Africa and confidently asserted that the peoples of Kemet had lost very early memory of their origins and that their physiognomy, far from offering peculiarities or general aspect of the black, had the most beautiful analogy with the beautiful white races of Europe and Western Asia. Echoing Maspero, D.E. Derry went to the length in The Dynastic Race in Egypt, 1956, that the dynastic race, the one that would give birth to Kemetic civilization, was made up of invaders from outside the continent. Hermann Junger, in The First Appearance of Negroes in History, 1921, asserts that contacts between Egyptians and true blacks did not exist until the New Kingdom under the 18th dynasty. The beat went on in segregating the peoples of Kemet from Africa, making them peoples who had nothing to do with this civilization, forgetting, like many other supporters of this isolationism thesis, that geographically, Kemet sinks for thousands of kilometers into the valley of a river that had its source in the bowels of the continent. For these, Africa had no civilization, and Kemet was not African. After so many denials and debates, The facts are now clear. Out of necessity, the earliest humans were ethnically homogeneous and black. Glaucus' law, which would also appear to apply to human beings, lays it down that warm-blooded animals evolving in a warm, humid climate will secrete a black pigment, eumelanin. Hence, if humankind originated in the tropics around the latitude of the Great Lakes, they were bound to have brown pigmentation from the start. And it was by differentiation in other climates that the original stock later split into different races. There were only two routes available by which these early humans could move out to peopling the other continents, namely the Sahara and the Nile Valley. The Kemetic were Africans because the civilization had a southern rather than northern origin. The Delta was the source of the Kemetic civilization. By 4236 BCE, when the calendar came into being, the important Delta city of Memphis had not come into existence. It was not until the time of Pharaohmenes in 3200 BCE that the Memphis was created. There is other evidence of the primacy of Upper Egypt in antiquity as opposed to Lower Egypt, the most sacred region in Kemet, Thebes, was the Upper Egypt. This is where the pharaohs were buried, even when they died in Lower Egypt. It will be a sacrilege on the part of the Egyptians if their civilization and religious tradition had been born in the Delta. In that case, the sacred cities, ancestral tombs, and principal sites for worship and pilgrimage would have been in the Delta. The point about all these conclusions is that, despite their discrepancies, the degree to which they converge proves that the basis of the Egyptian population was black in the pre-dynastic epoch. Thus, they are all incompatible with the theories that the black element only infiltrated Egypt at a late age. Far otherwise, the facts prove that they were preponderant from the beginning to the end of Egypt's history, particularly when we note once more that the Mediterranean is not a synonym for white. Brown Mediterranean or Proto-Egyptians and Euro-African, to classify them as such in this context, refers to skin color and is simply a euphemism for black. It is thus clear that it was the whole of the Egyptian population that was black, barring an infiltration of white nomads in the proto-dynastic epoch.